What is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost. Next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Welcome to a brand new Ike Live. The show is brought to you by some amazing companies, including the presenting sponsor of Ike Live, Mystery Tackle Box MTB. It's like happiness right to your doorstep once a month. Mystery Tackle Box puts brand new lures, hot items in your hand once a month. Listen to me. Use the promo code IKELIVE. Get 30% off your first Elite Box or 50% off your first Pro Box. That's unbelievable. Also brought to you by Tin Cup Whiskey. God, I love whiskey. This is American-style whiskey cut with Rocky Mountain water. It's got a classic finish to it. I personally love the rye. It's got a little bit of a bold, spicy finish. You're going to love this stuff. Straight from the Rockies to your glass. Also brought to you by TH Marine, the maker of great marine products, from everything from a John boat to a Biggie Smalls yacht. That's TH Marine. Go to thmarine.com, use the promo code IKELIVE, and get $10 off a $50 order or more. Unbelievable. Brought to you by Flambeau, the makers of the best tackle storage systems in the world, including the brand new Crank Bank and Blade Crate. Of course, every single Flambeau tackle storage system has Z-Rust incorporated to help keep your hooks rust-free. Go to FlambeauOutdoors.com, use the promo code IKELIVE, and get 20% off your entire order. That's unbelievable. Brought to you by Founders Beer. God, I love Founders. I'm such a beer guy, and I like all styles of beer. Founders makes them. I want you to go to foundersbrewing.com, or even better yet, download the Founders app. And by doing that, you can find out what dealer or bar has Founders right near you. Also, they're going to keep you ahead of the curve on brand new beer releases. That's foundersbrewing.com. This show is brought to you by Liquid Mayhem. Scent matters. Listen to me. If you want to catch more fish, if you want to catch bigger fish, try some Liquid Mayhem. Put it on your favorite lure, and you're going to get bit. Go to liquidmayhem.com. Use the promo code IKELIVE. You ready for this? For 25% off your order of the best scent on the market. Liquid Mayhem. Also brought to you by Heshy Socks. That's right. Heshy Socks. Who doesn't love a good, comfortable, well-fitting sock? And guess what? The Ike Live crew had a hand in this, and we've got specially designed Ike-style socks just for you. Cushioned foot and toe, stay-up technology, and they've got a technology built in there where they won't stink. This is unbelievable, okay? Great designs under $10 with the code Ike Live at HeshiWear.com. Also, they have Ike Foundation design socks. All proceeds go to the Ike Foundation. Brought to you by Torquedo Motors, the leader in electric motor drives. If you're one of the guys like me, you have a tiny boat, you have a John boat, you live on an electric-only lake, get a Torquedo if you want to be the fastest, most efficient boat on the water. Go to Torquedo.com. And last but not least, the Ike Live Show is brought to you by Hobie Kayaks. Hobie is the Cadillac of kayaks, and kayak fishing is changing the world. Easy access, easy to get into. I want you to go to Hobie.com to check out their large array of kayak products, including the one that I use, the Hobie 360. Listen to me. Prepare yourself. Get your popcorn. Get your Founders beer and tin cup whiskey. Get ready for a brand new Ike Live show coming up live right now. Come on. Let's watch. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new Ike Live. The show.
There you have it. Folks at home, how you doing tonight? Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I know we are. Want to welcome you to a brand new Ike Live show. We've got a really, really solid show for you tonight. Joining us for the first time officially, we had him on unofficially. We'll talk about that later. Mark Menendez joining us. Very, very excited about Mark coming on. And even more exciting than that,
yes,
back in studio.
There's a weird hand next to you.
Yes,
Mike.
a weird hand is laying there. Back
it's
in
the size
studio.
Of two hands.
Drum roll, please. Back in studio for the first time, the crust of the show, Pete Klusik, the Dean.
Ooh.
Joining us. Yeah, back the on
the Dean.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Pete, do you feel like your old days of wrestling or tennis at Rutgers when people were like, Did they ever do that?
That's what it sounded like at tennis matches.
Did
exactly
it?
Exactly like that.
Hey, you know, I would have been growling. What did they have? Was there an actual like bandstand or something where people could watch or what?
We were terrible. Well, I only played in high school tennis, but we didn't have a good team too. But wrestling was crazy good. Man.
Yeah,
we packed the bleachers, man.
It's awesome.
Standing room only.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had people frothing at the mouth.
They were screaming and hollering, man. They understood the sport, man. They went nuts.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
That's awesome.
It's great to be back,
dude. It was awesome having you on Zoom, and it was a great way to work through the world at the time. But it's never as good as having you here.
Yeah.
So it's awesome, and we can read each other better. You know, it's a difficult sometimes when you're, you know, looking at that Zoom screen. We have a little bit of a delay. You know, it's better.
It's good to be back. I mean, I missed you, man.
I missed you, too.
It's been over a year.
It's crazy.
I'm driving down these roads.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything. You're always so busy around here. You got fences up. And
everything.
Everything's just dynamic and changing all the time.
Becky
you know?
Keeps me busy. You know how she is.
Yeah.
But it's great to have you back, Pete. And we've got a great show. We've both known Mark for a lot of years.
A long time.
We're going to get to talk to him about a bunch of stuff. We got great notes tonight from Mark. Can't wait to get him on. Let me finish introducing the room, and of course the guys
do a long intro. Just drag it out one more second. Yeah,
you want me to do a long intro? Okay, making the plays as they always do. They're over there conversing. They want me to drag this out somehow. I don't know how I can, other than say these two guys are critical to the show, not just from a standpoint of production and notes, but you know, making sure things are working and camera shots and IMs and. Critical.
Yeah, yeah,
critical.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got
more compliments.
More compliments.
Setting it up for us to fail. We'll mess something up now.
I'm trying to make you fail. Yeah. I'm trying to make you fail. Are you wanting me to delay? Because there you go.
I
thought there was something wrong. Brian DeCarpenter and Riz in studio with us tonight. Handled all the dirty work. Pete, we got the easy job. We just sit here, drink our fake coffee with rum in it. And,
no, that's Damn. He hit that bottle hard.
Double, double. It's a double, double.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. We got a great one for you guys tonight. Let me remind you, Mark Menendez is going to be joining us in the second segment. Cannot wait to have him on. Also, want to remind you, Riz, is Facebook working tonight?
Yes.
It is.
We're back.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
We are back.
Let me hold on. Pete, remember, what's this? Is this the classic?
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Grabbing my chest like I was winning the classic.
That's right. Grabbing that jersey.
Right. For those of you watching over on Facebook tonight, let me remind you, we've got the world famous like and share on Facebook. And all you have to do is please like and share this Ike Live feed. Like and share the feed. If you do that, we're going to enter you into a random draw in our third segment. And you could win the Ike Live gift bag. 23 pounds.
At least.
Pounds, baby.
Load it with sponsor products. Bryce, speaking of sponsors.
Yes?
I want to go through this real quick because they already had 6 minutes of
pummeling. Yeah, you don't have to hit it right now, do you?
Let me real quick.
Save some pummeling
for later. Let me just real
rolling,
quick.
Rolling.
Pummel.
Mystery Tackle Box is our namesake sponsor. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com, man.
Our maiden name sponsor.
Yeah, our maiden name sponsor. We've got some great offers there. Use the promo code IkeLive, 50% off your first box. Number two, Tin Cup. We're loving it. We love it. We love drinking this stuff.
That bottle was full before we
yes.
started.
Yes, and let Shout me out. Tell you, this is the real deal. We love Tin Cup, not just on shows, you know, with the BU Lives, of course, and the Ike Lives. We love it. But, dude, me and Brian were hanging out last week. Love it. I want to tell you a quick story real quick.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, last minute, we got – Becky and I had a couple hours without the kids. The kids had, like, little play dates. We're like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? Oh, I don't know. What are we going to do? We're going to go to a brewery, and we're like, let's go watch the horse races. So I'm like, cool. So we went up to the bar up there in Glassboro with the pizza joint because we love that regatta board, the cheese. And
oh, the scallops.
Oh, dude. Like, we only had a couple
That's
hours.
So good.
We're like, we'll watch the races and we'll just eat the shit. And look, and where they seated us was not at the bar, but like a two-seater near the bar. And I look back there. Dude, they got Tin Cup.
No
at La Scala's.
Did they?
Yeah,
yes.
Boy.
And you can tell. Let me just give you a good story. Go to any bar. And when you see them drawings filled up with the label still on there, it's crap. Nobody's drinking that stuff. Dude, I saw me two bottles of Tin Cup back there.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, they were like that. Oh. They were.
Where that one's heading.
They're
where this
ordered.
One's heading. So, great story.
If we have three episodes.
Right. Great story.
Not take much.
Great story about Tin Cup there. Also, new sponsor, you remember from last week, guys. I want to just give them a shout out. Empire Covers joined us, Pete. Very, very excited about this new partnership. Great thing about it is over the next few months, weeks and months, you're going to see this cover in action. We've got Rizzo, one coming to Rizzo. You're going to get to see him with that. We've got one coming here to the house. You'll see on my tiny boat. Very, very excited. Made in the USA. Use the promo code IkeLive, 15% off any cover. Any cover.
Mm.
I mean, snowmobile.
They're good, too, man.
Moped, if you're Chris Dubler. Get one for your moped. You know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. And then last but not least, Heshy's. Brian.
Dirty. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Heshy socks.
And Dirty Ankles Dan used to wear Heshy socks.
Right. Heshy socks. Listen, you're wearing socks anyway. Get some great-looking socks. Go to HeshyWear.com. We've got the Ike socks. But more importantly, we have the Ike Foundation socks. And the proceeds from the purchase of those socks go to get kids fishing. So please, head over there, HeshyWear.com. All right, there you go, Miss Janet. Happy about that. We want to make her happy.
Ooh.
Let me talk about the beer real quick. That wasn't on there, but I do want to talk about it. We were for real talking about this before the camera went on. This is new. Bri,
yeah.
You got the hookup. Talk. What is this? Talk
Dude,
a little bit about
this. I haven't tried this one yet.
It's freaking
I'm excited.
Good. I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's a Session Wheat Ale.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Do a little close-up of that there, Bryce, so everybody can see what this can looks like. It's all-day vacay right there. A little different-looking can than you're used to.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But, dude, this is I wouldn't call it a summery beer. I would call it a light-bodied, drinkable, very drinkable beer,
very drinkable.
Which I like.
Looks good on the can.
Yeah. Like, I almost can't wait for one of those, like, 90, 100-degree days where you're like, Like, that's when I want to drink this.
Thursday nighter?
Yeah. Thursday night beer league? Right. Getting one bite all night.
Good stuff.
Shout out to Founders. It's good stuff. Let me see here.
Pete's coffee is already on the board. Pete's Heritage's coffee says, "Yes, I'm finally back in studio."
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been a year.
It has been a year.
It's been over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah.
I think it was what, February or March?
I think March. Oh, God, I think March is when things got shitty and it was everything was turned off a little bit. It's great. It is great to have you back, though. I love it. We've always talked. We suffered a little in the beginning, and like I remember, right? It was like a roller coaster, because when the pandemic hit and we were, this was awkward. You know, we weren't able to have anybody in studio. You know, it's just that this show, it didn't really work good. Like other shows work, because I don't think the dynamic, you know,
right.
Interaction for this show is very, very key, you know?
It's different. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, you're face-to-face. You see your expressions. There's no delay.
Right.
You know, we had to learn how to read the delay.
Right.
And try to read facial expressions. And you're looking at the screen over there for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's just big.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny.
You can't see what I'm, you know, what's going on over there. And it's a lot trickier. There's no doubt. But we survived it, you know, and we had some great shows, and it's really cool being back, you know.
Well, it's great having you back, and we are headed in the right direction. I like the things that I'm seeing. I think, you know, as people get vaccinated, things are opening up. The world's getting better. I can't wait, Brian Carpenter, to start having guests come back through. Like, that's the next, you know, we've had a few, right? We've had a couple good
Corey
ones.
Corey and Daniel.
Corey and Daniel. Cool. Yeah. We've had Ben Milken in with us.
Yeah, and Ollie.
Yep, we've had Oliver in with us. So it was nice, but I can't wait for the day when that steady flow comes back. You know, I'm very, very excited about having some of the elite guys come through.
So do you know what followed the pandemic in 1918?
The Roaring Twenties.
Bingo.
Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me corner you on this, Pete, because we've off camera talked about this. I want to corner you on it. What's one thing you really can't wait to do when things get back to normal? Is there one thing?
You know, honestly.
So many ideas.
Yeah.
I have so many ideas for you, Pete.
You want to give us one? Do you want to answer before Pete even
answers?
Send me
the agenda.
Third segment.
The thing you were just talking about. This is going to be weird. Yeah. I haven't been to a restaurant since February of 2020.
Wow. Yep.
You know, I haven't sat down and dined, haven't taken my wife out to, you know, have drinks and dinner,
I think a lot of people are in that boat, you know, where you want to get back to that, just being able to go out and socialize and have a good meal and, you know.
Yeah. Sizzler misses you, bro.
Yeah, Western Sizzly is missing you. Yep. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to vacations and you know there's just so much that we opted not to do and but we're all safe. We got through it. Yep. You know, I think we did the right thing for us and and it's I'm fishing again.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm doing all these tournaments.
Opens are coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I'm not, you know, the all the stuff that really threw us for a loop, like staying at hotels you were concerned about and how you're gonna manage all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all getting better every day. So it's just for me, it's just like Brian said, man, the Roaring Twenties. That's why I feel. I'm like, man, I'm just opening up.
He's ready to dance.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Well,
speaking
of ready to dance, Becky and I had this exact conversation the other day. I want to repeat it. We asked the same question sort of to ourselves. We were driving the other day, and I told her, I said, the one thing I can't wait to get back to. You ready for this? Now, I know I'm almost 50 and all that shit. I don't care.
Come on. Don't talk about it.
I cannot wait. As soon as things get back to normal, I'm going to the first metal concert I can find, and I'm getting in that fucking mosh pit.
Yeah.
I cannot. I want to mosh, dude. I want to get in the pit. Like, I was thinking about it, and, like, Becky the other day, I was trying to explain it to her. She's like, oh, everybody's just, you know, getting in fights, and you hate each other. I'm like, no, man. I'm like, there's a code in that pit.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? Yeah. Do you know about the code?
I know.
Brian DeCarpenter, you want to explain the code of the pit?
I'm intrigued by this.
Explain the code?
Explain the code. There is an actual...
Yeah, don't be the dick. Don't be a dickhead.
Don't be a dick if you're doing the right things in the pit, right? Dude, think about it. You got,
I don't know.
You know, testosterone-filled, angry guys by the thousands in this circle.
Sweaty,
mad. It smells like a hockey rink.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
But there is this amazing energy that you feel there that's hard to replicate anywhere else. But the code is like, you know, you can get in there and, like, you know, you sort of throw around, you know, and you get into this rhythm of what's happening and throw around. And if you do it right, you know, if somebody falls, the code is to grab that dude, pick him up, make sure he's safe, get his ass up off the floor. Like, you know what I mean? There is a code.
Yeah, you don't smoke nobody from behind.
Right. Don't be a dick, because if you're a dick, because they look for that, then you're the target. You know what I mean? So there
is
a code.
What happens if you're the target? Happens to you?
I mean, you know, elbows, you know, like purposeful, you know, high boot to the face. Like,
man.
You know, yeah. And, I mean, there's
so
been
that. That's what came to mind.
Yeah. I want to get in a pit. I want to get in a pit. I want to feel that.
All right.
You know?
Better get some rest.
Rizzo?
Feel alive. Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome. I've never been in a mosh pit, but if you guys are going, sign me up. I'm ready.
Rizzo was in a semi-mosh pit at the Kenny Loggins concert years ago.
I don't even know who Kenny Loggins is.
No!
You're so old, you can't even talk trash. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Sounded right.
His parents went to Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Rogers, maybe?
No,
I don't know.
Kenny Loggins. Jesus.
Dad went to Kenny Loggins. Jesus. Get it together.
No, Riz, is there one thing you want to do when the world gets back to normal that you haven't done?
Yeah, I'm like Pete said, just looking forward to, like, you know, being able to go out and, you know, just go for entertainment, you know, like whether it's just going to a restaurant or going to a bar or whatever, and just being able to kick it with my buddies and not feel like, you know, we got to wear shields and masks and everything else. And, you know, kind of just have that like weight of not knowing what's going on, kind of
just to be carefree again.
Yes,
like when Pete walked in,
exactly.
It, you know, I gave him a big hug, but it rolled through my head like, you know, is Pete going to be cool with me giving him? we bro hug.
Yeah,
I had to think about it. I don't want to think about that anymore.
Yeah, that is weird.
I want to get back to that, and I want to get back to the travel for, you know, going to the Classic, going to ICAST, and, you know, all the things that we used to take for granted. Now we don't have them, and we've, you know, as a society, we've adapted and we've come a long way in a year, but, you know, it getting back to just that, you know, normal life is gonna be cool.
I think what you said, Bri, is dead on too. I miss that like there is an awkwardness now when you meet people and when you meet
you don't like you're waiting for like who's gonna
like for me the hardest is when I meet fans now. You know, there's this awkwardness that I never had before. Because I, you know, dude, you know, where we grew up.
You used to sniff their hair.
I'd sniff their hair. You know, it's always, you know, high fives. It's always, you know, that. And now there is an awkwardness to it.
No
you
more
know?
Sniffing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No more sniffing hair. Yeah.
It's like, do you fist bump?
I don't know what
you
the
know,
hell to
do. You shake?
Yeah,
do you
everybody's
know,
playing
what do you
rock,
do?
Paper, scissors, you know, just to say hello. Hey, do you remember back is before the house was built, you had the property that – there was a couple, but there's a couple of really good parties here.
Yeah.
Giant tent.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody sloppy.
Yeah.
We need one of them.
Oh, man.
And Sean McKee's metal band says they're going to play.
Cool.
Nice.
That's awesome.
They're going to play.
I would love to hear it. Yeah.
And they're a mess. It's just going to be a mess.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Put the wife and
bring
kids
it on
to bed.
Let's put that on the radar.
Make a mosh pit out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I like it. Mary Delgado gone head first. No panties on.
Byron.
Do you remember when she fell chasing the turkey?
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
We were chasing a turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, a wild turkey.
Yeah.
Wow. That was amazing. It's unbelievable. I want to catch up a little on the fishing, too, while we're here, Pete. And I heard a report from both you and Rizzo. Mm-hmm. I need to hear about it. The Delaware River that gets the worst reviews in the world. Fishing pretty good right now. I don't need
time.
Specifics.
It's time. It really is. I mean, you know, this is the crazy thing. I was talking with Duran.
Elvis Duran in the morning?
CD.
Eco Bass Angler.
Yeah, Eco Bass Angler. We were talking on the way down here. Same thing about the Chesapeake.
I am dying to do a radio study program of these fish because we got them dialed in January and February. We kind of know where they are.
Yeah.
And then February to now, woof.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Right.
What the world are they doing? Are they running schools of herring like pelagic out in the middle of the bays?
Yeah.
And the river systems are they chasing these weird, you know, saltwater bait fish in places we don't know about? Because they're nowhere. They're absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, we went out, you know, I went out this past week. Riz is out yesterday on the river, and here they are.
Yep.
Belly's full. Full of roe, full of food, healthy, so healthy looking, you know. Like,
we were looking gorgeous at them yesterday.
Yeah,
we were seeing the fish.
I was seeing them spawn. Yeah.
Well, they weren't on yet, but they you could tell they were up like real shallow, like they were
sniffing
wanting
around
to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And what makes it so cool about the river though is like, you know, when it all comes together and you catch them real good, it's so rewarding because, you know, for the last 2 months, we've been like, where the hell are these fish?
Yeah.
You know, and then they show up.
Yeah, it's definitely very rewarding because it's a very, very tough fish.
Right? Yeah, but I mean, according to some people, 4-pounders jump in the boat at will. You know what I mean? So
there's a lot of them out there. There's so many. So-and-so caught one in a tournament.
So
back
many.
38.
They jump in the boat.
But this, the cool story, though, talking with James Riley, shout out to Riley, and his buddy, who you know, fishes the river all the time, and he's been doing it for stripers, potentially caught the world or the state record striper. Just yesterday, I guess.
What?
There was some striper boats out there yesterday.
He measured. Doesn't have a weight on it, but it did the length and girth calculation and came up at like 61 pounds, I think, which is 10
Whoa.
Pounds in excess of the state record.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
No. Dead serious.
That's a giant.
When did this happen on the
61.
Delaware?
Yesterday, day before. You know,
maybe it was
last couple days.
Yesterday there was more guys striper fishing on the Delaware than I've ever seen.
Yeah, because word got out.
Like nice rig, like really nice rigs, not like Timber Creek rigs. Like I'm talking like
the Timber Creek rig, like the one that used the you know, the Tupperware buckets.
Yeah.
Put it on the cowling.
Yeah.
As his cowling protector.
Exactly.
That
I mean,
was great.
I'm talking like $300,000 center consoles. I was seeing on the river. Like, what is this guy doing here? Yeah.
Quad Yamahas on the back. Quad Yamaha 250s.
I was
River's
asking,
got
is there
the
some
stripers,
kind of tournament?
Man. They have the stripers on that river. They have the
snakehead
striper
too.
Run, and boy, you go out there and hardly anybody fishes for them.
Yeah.
And you know the other cool thing about it is during the summer, like the stripers stay, like the ones that are as long as your arm,
the fives to tens,
they stay, and they'll school, and you can follow birds and run them right through Philadelphia. And catch stripers all summer long.
So you're complaining there's not enough people burning it up out there?
Come burn up our stripers!
Interesting, in the last year, I'm catching a snakehead, at least one snakehead now, every time I go. And I'm catching snakeheads like flipping. It's not always on buzz baits and spinner baits.
Yeah.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
All sizes.
Yeah.
All shapes.
Well, see, the same thing happens on the Chesapeake where they disappear, right? They're nowhere. Like the BFL that we fished, it was a stingy fishery.
Yeah.
And very, very tough. And then every week that goes by, all of a sudden, woof, here they are.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were. They were running out in the ocean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then they show up.
Out in that deep water doing something.
Doing creepy stuff.
Yeah. We're going to get Charles here on in a second, Brian, but I did want to mention you had in the notes. I think we should talk about it real quick, maybe pour a little bit out. We had an angler pass away at the fishing an MLF Toyota Series on Rayburn, I guess a few days ago.
Thursday.
Pete Lamont, is it Lamont's? Am I saying that right, Bri?
Yeah.
Okay. Pete Lamont Jr. passed away. Pour a little bit out for him right here. Hate to hear any of that. Hate to hear any time that one of our guys passes away, especially in a tournament. So,
yeah.
Shout out to thinking about his family and everything. Shout out to
played in the
to
Super Bowl in 1969.
Wow.
New York Jets.
Former pro player. Wow. It's crazy.
For the Jets.
Mm. Well, do you have any details on what transpired?
No. I had heard he fell out and he was unable to get pulled back in the boat. That's all I heard. I don't know the cause. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't go into detail. Was it Was it a heart? Do you know any details? I don't know if it was a heart attack or
he was 77 years old.
He was 77.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well,
good for him being out in a tournament. Absolutely, at 77. Right?
He lived his life. That's awesome. Great life.
Yeah.
I think he fished like 50 or 60 events, too.
Yeah. So we've got a special surprise guest coming on. Mm-hmm. I want to introduce him. You guys know him as Sir Charles. We know him as our friend, Charles. And he's going to come on. We're going to corner him about a couple things. He fished a little derb, I think, we're going to corner him about. But the most important thing, Brian, we're talking about is Half a Spot. Has this amazing, amazing tournament going on, virtual mm-hmm. tournament
yes.
happening. And it's a really cool opportunity to fish against some of the best pros out there.
Thank you.
Including Brian the Carpenter and Rizzo. And if you have talked a lot of smack and you want to try to beat these guys, this is a great chance. So we got Charles coming on to give us a little more information. Charles!
Yeah. What up, what up, what up?
What's up, bro?
That's chilling. Nice. I'm out in the garage. I'm having a cigar. I'm drinking my sorrows. I've gone through already a sixer of bottles. Waiting for you guys. Tell Becky I'm going to be late for work tomorrow.
Okay. I'll tell her. All right. Now, first things first. So, Brian the Carpenter has his little man cave, little garage boat shop. Dave Brodzik has one. They've both come up with these amazing creative names for their man cave. Do you have one? Brian, what's yours, by the way, again?
It's the X24 Garage Bar Lounge and Studio.
There you go. And Dave has a good one. What's Dave's?
I have no idea.
He told me the other day. I can't remember. Can't be that good. Couldn't be that good. Charles, do you have a name for your man cave?
Well, it's the Garage Mahal or Charles Cigar Bar. So,
Charles Cigar Bar.
I like
that a lot, too.
Yeah. So the Garage Mahal is the one that
fantastic is thrown around.
Okay, I like it. All right, so first things first, Derby, you had on Lake Kapakong, no practice, gone in blind, doing some guessing. Give us the results. What'd you come up with?
First things first, before that,
okay.
I think going back to what you guys were looking forward to, Riz lied. He's looking forward to more Tinder dates. Kenny Loggins wrote Highway to the Danger Zone, so shame on you all greatest freaking pump up song of all time. Who doesn't know that
one? I mean, it's in the run. I don't know about greatest, but yeah.
Pete's looking forward to wearing those tennis shorts again. Shout out Pete's tennis shorts.
Pete's favorite tennis shorts.
Yeah. They stink still, too, I'm sure.
Ew, yuck.
Brian the Carpenter probably wants to drink more tin cup. Wait, never mind. Luke Foley, please stop sending Brian whiskey, please.
Don't do that.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Luke,
I'm
keep
on my
sending
own.
It.
Yeah. Brian's looking forward to letting his ghost out again. His ghost has been on lockdown since March.
My ghost scared Dave away. Last
Brian's ghost and Dave got in a fight. He'll never come back now again.
Oh, the Derb? Man, the Derb was stingy. Hopakon was a shit show.
Well, tell me. Give me water temp. Give me details here.
All right, so I launched in the southern portion to the east side of what we talked about, I fished the backwater. I 58 degrees, 57, 58. Wow. Caught one right off the bat. Took me another hour or two to get a bite, and I kept like, all right, I'm gonna go out to the main lake. I went out to the main lake. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going back in because the main lake looked like the Atlantic Ocean. My butthole puckered up and I 360'd my rear end back into the cove. I didn't get another bite until 1 o'clock. The Derb was over at 3. One guy caught a limit, Sean Augie, shout out. He kicked our asses.
Wow.
He called once or twice too. So, he obviously lives at the lake. So if he didn't win, we'd probably have to make fun of him.
Okay. He obviously lives at the lake.
Yeah, he does. He lives there actually. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was tough. It was fun. I tell you what though, no sponsor pitch, nothing. This stuff right here saved my day.
Look at that. Yes. Look what mayhem.
No joke. I couldn't get the last two bites, and I just, you know, I rubbed it really like this.
Yeah.
Nice, gently.
Yeah. Sticky, man. Icky.
Yeah. Ooh wee. Yep.
I saw that in effect yesterday as well on the Delaware. I was with Johnny Valdez, and we were fishing the same spot, and he put some mayhem on his jig.
Yeah.
And he cast it out and just let it sit there, and he's like looking around. He's like, got one, and he caught one. Wow. And he's like, dude, I was just dead sticking. I was like, really? That's all you're doing? He's like, but I put some liquid mayhem on right before.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
And he proceeded to catch three more in three casts. So.
It's the real deal. Seen it too many times, over and over.
It was tough, man. But by the end of the day, it looked like, you know, the males were coming up, and they wanted nothing to do with anything you threw at them. They weren't locked on. They weren't, you know, they were just fanning some beds and moving up, and it just, it was tough. But, you know, I got to go fishing, so
there you go. Suck. And you didn't skunk, right? You caught a few. You put a few on the board.
Skunk. I finished fifth. So, you know.
There you have it. Points.
Yep.
It's a neat lake. Yep.
My man.
Positive momentum. Speaking of points and positive momentum, Charles, I need you to talk about this half a spot derb that has just started. This is a big deal, right? Because I want everybody to know, and I'm going to let you explain it, but the prizes for this, the winners for this is a experience of a lifetime you will have if you end up winning this, Pete. You ready? This isn't, you know, and nothing against some of the other virtual tournaments we had, because we've had some good ones, and we give away cool prizes, you know, tackle and product and all this. But this goes above that. Charles, fill us in on this half a spot virtual event. What do we have happening with this thing?
Yeah, so this is the first of its kind.
Ooh.
There are two divisions, North and South Division. And within each division, there are three categories. You can fish with a buddy from your bass boat. You can fish from your kayak. Or if you're a bank fisherman, you can fish from the bank. So no one's ever had a tournament where it intertwines, you know, all three different, you know, categories or different levels, whatever, of fishing. So listen, if you don't have access to a boat or a kayak, and you know, you beat the street like our guy Philly Fishing, 215? Shout out.
Hell yeah, 215.
Yeah.
Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location, yeah. Gambler Lures, shout out.
Yeah.
That guy, by the way, eats better than anyone I've ever seen. He eats crab legs like three times a week. I don't know what he does for a living, but I wonder if he's hiring.
I think that's what he does for a living, Charles.
Eats crab legs?
Yeah, and buys expensive tackle.
That's awesome.
He has every JDM reel known to mankind. He has more stuff than you, Ike.
He does. I'm sure he does. So, and he has a lot of hand-tied jigs, which I like, too. So.
Yeah, he does.
bare hands. Tied them with his own bare hands.
The half a spot deal, there are three qualifiers in the North region, three in the South. The three in the North will be fishing against Ike Live, Mike, and Stray Cast.
Ooh.
So if you, again, fish from a bank, you can sign up.
Yeah.
Fish from a bank, you know, fish from a kayak, fish from a boat. The three in the South are against Ben Milliken, whose derby is next weekend. Big Frog and Ish Monroe.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, and Zach Burge.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. So here's the cool part.
Yeah.
You fish two out of three in your region. Again, no matter what you fish from, and you finish in the top 15 AOI, you get to go down to, it's not official yet, but it looks like it very may well be Lake Gunnersville.
Whoa.
And fish against those guys live.
That's freaking awesome.
How about that?
Wow. What a tournament. Half spot virtual tournament. Come out. And I want to tell everybody, listen, I'm just telling you right now, this is going to be amazing. Ben Milliken, Ish, Zach, the Ike Live guys, myself. Dude, that's a crew right there of guys that can catch fish. The Stray Cast guys, not so much. But the other ones, for sure.
They got better fisheries than we got, though.
Do they?
I don't know. I think they got some big lakes. Or whatever. Okay. We'll see. So, I've got some pretty bad ones down here.
I got a few questions. Like, are the boaters, like, compete against the boaters and the bank guys against the bank guys? How is it all measured?
Pete, that's why I love you so much, because you're a details guy. You keep me honest here. So, yeah, online, obviously for the qualifiers, online, if you're in the boat division, you fish against other boaters.
Okay.
If you're in the kayak division, you fish against other kayakers. If you're in the bank division, you fish against other bank anglers. That way it's a level playing field.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yep.
When is this all goes down when?
So some dates to remember. Next weekend, if you're in the South, all the rules and all the regions and everything is on Half a Spot. Just download the app, throw up a picture of yourself. It's actually a pretty cool app. It's just like a face base, but for fishermen and hunters. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fish picks, no Riz. There's no dating on it.
Says who?
But, no dating.
Yeah, well, hey, well, maybe there is. Slide into Half a Spot DMs, Riz. Oh, what? So next weekend, it's fish against Ben Milliken, May 7th, 8th, and 9th. Your best five fish, and the prizes are cash, and there's other prizes thrown in. The cash is all determined on how many people sign up, so the more people to sign up, the more cash is out there.
Yeah.
And then the next one will be Ike Live. It'll be moved up a week because I forgot about the classic. I mean,
yeah.
What kind of bass fisherman
are
I?
Are they even having the classic this year?
I heard they are.
Yeah, that's an MLF, dude.
Shout out the classic, yeah. Huh. Yep. And then you'll fish against Ike, 4th of July weekend, so he's home, and you'll have a better chance because he'll probably be drinking this stuff all day.
All day.
Yeah. That loosens me up, though, man. That loosens me up.
Second annual frog tournament.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a side story. So I'm pedaling around Hopatcong, and there's this guy. He's chilling in his backyard, and he's got some music cranking. I said, yo, boss, you drinking? Now it's 10:30 in the morning, so the answer is probably no. And he says, no. He goes, why? You want a beer? I said, hell yeah, I want a beer. He goes, all right, you know what? I'll have one with you. I'll have a beer with you. Goes into his fridge, right? He's got a fridge in his outdoor patio deck thing, tiki bar. Grabs me a beer. You know what he grabs me? No joke. One of these right here.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dude. It's all starting to make sense now. I know why you didn't have a good tournament. You were drunk.
Don't tell my wife.
That's awesome, man.
Shout out Garage Mahal for hiding from my family.
Yeah,
he tosses me one, and he and I just sat back for a few minutes, and we had a beer. We talked about life and liberty and justice for all.
Pursuit of happiness.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
America.
That's the privileged north. They just hand you beers as you go down.
Here we go.
It's actually nice. It's nice because I'll defer to Pete on this one as well. Lake Hopatcong residents, in my experience of tournament fishing, are not always that.
They're throwing empty beer cans at you.
They're yelling at you. Yeah. They're throwing shit at
Hitting
you.
Hitting golf balls.
I've fished docks where I've had to endure
Maybe
being
it's your
hosed,
approach, though, dude.
Being hosed down.
You got hosed?
Oh, yeah. Hosed down, or the one dock had a motion detector
with
a sprinkler. It was in right in Lee's. It was this famous dock that everybody knew about. It wasn't like it was secret, but release fish would use it all the time. And it was great doc. And I remember I just enduring it. I would go it was always for me a midday spot because dudes would fish it first thing, dudes would fish it at the end because it's near where we'd ramp from. But I'd sneak in there about halfway through the day and I'd go in there and I'd put my rain suit on. And my partners would always look at me like, what in the hell? It's sunny out, it's calm. I'd put my bibs on, I'd put the jacket on, zip it up, put my hood over, put my glasses on, and I would just go up there. I'm getting hit with the spray. I'd pitch that stone jig up around that thing. Yeah.
Well, not so friendly there.
Not so friendly.
Two things for that. First off, why didn't you tell me about that spot? Thanks.
Not enough tournament shot. That's a retread spot. Not enough tournament shot.
Second is there was one of those guys, and I'll give you you ready? Here's the example of what happened. All right, yes. So here's his dock, right? He's got one of those boat dock house things, right?
Yeah, get away from my dock!
No, it was better than that, right? So here's my lure, right? Right, and here's him. What are you doing? I'm like, bro, I'm fishing. Screaming at me, yelling, throwing his hands out there. You can't fish here. I'm like, it's the lake, dude. God owns this water. God owns the water.
He does.
You don't own the water. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That's a rough crowd. I don't miss that part, you know.
Yeah.
Having to deal with that crap. Yeah. And
no.
You know, but you gotta be courteous too. A lot of anglers are just sideways, man. They'll take, you know, 3/4 ounce jigs and smash them against fiberglass hulls, yeah, and leave crankbaits in boat covers, and
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's happened to me other places. I would say the Northeast, it's happened more to me. But I've had those experiences in other parts of the country too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
really?
Oh yeah.
The Chessie?
It doesn't happen as much down south, but
the Northeast.
I mean, the Northeast. You know, fisheries down south. Generally, more people fish down there, right?
They get it.
So they get it. But yeah. I have had bad experiences in those
places.
They
live on the lake because they got money, not because they like water.
Right.
Right.
I got you.
Right. Hey, Charles, Pete's Girth wants to know, is the Midwest combined with the North or the Northeast?
He's never going to come back, Pete's Girth. Now, knock it off. Be nice.
Shout out,
we just say courteous.
Bastards. Midwest, Charles, yes, combined?
So the Midwest, it's broken down on the app in the regions. And, I mean, there's a pretty fine line right down America. yeah, right down the middle of the Freedomville. So, I mean, go on. Depending on where you live, you can check it out. But I don't know where Pete's Girth is checking in from. But
so there is a map, though.
There is a map. Okay. There is a map. What is that?
Yeah. Ketchco.
Yeah.
Norman.
Yeah, little bandit.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I got to tell you, listen, if you're watching or listening right now, if this sounds too good to be true, it's because it is. Man, enter this thing. I think Charles hit it on the head. Dude, you don't have to have the $100,000 bass boat. You can, but you don't have to, right? You could have a John boat, tiny boat, a canoe, a freaking kayak, hip waders, freaking Rocky boots, right? You can enter this event and have a chance to fish against some of these guys. It's exciting.
If I'm on them, right, and I'm catching them, can I enter the tournament too? Because I know I'll tie myself, you know, and then I just got to beat Mike and the other guys.
You know, all you guys are the same.
All you guys.
I got all the other pros going, hey, can I win the money?
You guys.
You can't teach the class and take the lunch money from the kids. That's not worth it. Right. No. Sorry.
No, you can't do that, Brian.
Hard no.
Sign my little bit of clown.
How are you going to fish, Mike? Are you going to bank or kayak or boat?
I think I'm going to do tiny boat and or kayak, I think. I think I'm going to change it up. I'm going to give myself, you know, I'm a July time frame. I like that time of the year. I like getting places where the other boats can't get, right? I like getting up in those mats. I love that trout stream pattern, dude, in August, in July, in August. But that time of the year, that cooler water coming in those headwaters, come on, dude.
Yep.
That's where I feel like I have a chance to catch them, you know?
Nice.
So that'll be my strategy. All right, listen. Charles, one more time.
And it just happens to be timed with your trip to Lake Fork.
It happens to be timed. That's right. no, it should have been, though. I'll be relegated to shitty South Jersey.
Yeah.
So if I catch them, I'm actually catching them. Charles, one more time. People watching, listening right now, how can they enter this? Where do they need to go to get this app? Tell them that one more time.
Download the Half a Spot app and just go through the tournaments. Make yourself a free profile. And then scroll through the tournaments, and you'll see the Ike Live tournament's already up. Ben Milliken is next weekend, and we'll be adding the Ish and Ike and, you know, Zach Burge and Trey Cast tournaments soon.
Yep. Okay, so it's Half a Spot.
H-A-F-A-S-P-O-T.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
C-Spot Run, Half a Spot. Okay? Half a Spot. Yep. All right. There you have it. Very exciting, Pete.
Very exciting stuff.
Looking forward to it. Charles, thank you for that update.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Good seeing you.
Jazzy.
So, Charles.
Enjoy the cigar bar.
Yes, cigar bar.
Shout out Pete's Tennis Shorts.
Cigar.
That's the name.
Cigarette.
The cigar bar. Charles Cigar Bar.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely.
One. That's the one. That's a good one.
See, Charles.
All right. Listen, Brian. I think, I think we'll take a little break. And then when we come back, of course, I can't wait to get Mark on. If you're watching and listening right now, hang in there with us. Go take a break, take a pee, get a snack, whatever you want to do. When we come back, the one and only Mark Menendez, more Ike Live.
you work hard to catch your fish, TH Marine has two products to ensure your fish survive. The Oxygenator injects 100% pure oxygen into your live well. That increases fish survival by 35%. For the perfect combo, add G-Juice Live Well Treatment. It calms fish, stops bleeding, removes ammonia, and replaces slime coat. Get an Oxygenator and G-Juice and keep your fish alive.
At Founders Brewing, we asked ourselves, what if we brewed a beer perfect for any occasion? A beer that makes a weekday feel more like the weekend, and the weekend feel more like an adventure. What if we brewed a beer that brought us together and allowed us to be ourselves? A beer that is just as much of a companion as it is a reward at the end of the journey. What if we explored the unknown together and found a new way to celebrate taste and flavor and life's simple pleasures? And what if we brewed a beer that could go where you go without slowing you down? Founders All Day IPA, low ABV and full flavor that goes where you go. Perfect for any occasion.
We're excited to announce our brand new partnership with an amazing company, Heshi Socks. That's spelt H-E-S-H-I Socks. Go to HeshiSocks.com to check out my brand new Mike Iaconelli collection. That's right. I have my own custom socks in tournament colors. I promise you, you will never, I mean never, find a more comfortable sock. The great news, all my socks are under $10 a pair when you use our promo code Ike20. Go to HeshiSocks.com, use the promo code Ike20 to get the most comfortable socks in the world. You know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water. You know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes. But they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel. And that really, that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have an experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No.
It'd be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature.
Conservation.
Ecology, you know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.